The Christian Mass and how it ties into Jewish ritual murder. Due to centuries of the vehement suppression of spiritual knowledge, most people are not only unaware of, but also they are unable to see certain truths. This is the enemy's way of conquering, by creating a blind spot on the soul, where one is spiritually disarmed. The so-called sixth sense is lacking in most people, and in many others it is completely absent. Millions of unfortunate people are and have been deceived by the Christian and Muslim programs, both of these whose sole intention is to destroy spiritual knowledge and replace it with lies for the destruction of humanity and every other living creature on this earth. The Judeo-Christian Bible warns its believers regarding the powers of the mind and of witchcraft so that one is unable to see through the blatant lies that are right there every day. The Jews, who are parasites by nature, have always used Gentiles as their spiritual hosts to feed from, no different from the alien greys who use their collection of souls to feed from. Many of you are already familiar with Jewish ritual murder. During the times of Jewish holidays, top rabbis will abduct Gentile children and use them in their rituals, sacrifices to Jehovah. The child is taken into a secret back room of a synagogue, tied to a cross, and then tortured to death with the blood drained from the four corners, hands and feet, while the child is still alive and aware, and then this blood is drunk ritually by rabbis. This heinous act has been performed repeatedly for centuries, and this is why the Jews have endured endless pogroms, where Gentiles have massacred entire villages of Jews, have been forcibly expelled from nearly every country of the world except for the USA, and have been hated to an extreme by every Gentile race. This is just one. I could go on and on endlessly of the crimes that the Jews have committed ad nauseam, but the purpose of this sermon is how all of this ties into the Christian Mass Church service. There was the title of a book I noted on a shelf in the public library written by a Jewish rabbi, and the title was Thou Shalt Prosper. This is also in the Bible. This title was in reference to the Jews. Nearly everyone is aware of the unbelievable material wealth, success, and power this race has had for centuries. This directly results from their abuse of occult power, and all of this ties directly into Christianity. As I mentioned many times before, the Judeo-Christian Bible is a book of Jewish witchcraft. The verses, their numbers, and so forth. In order to know this, one must know how witchcraft, words of power, and most of all, the subliminal and the powers of the mind work to bring the operator's intentions to manifest in reality. As with so much of the Jewish workings, the subliminal is used to make the necessary subconscious connection to establish an energy link. One must know about witchcraft and the powers of the mind to know this. This is why the Bible warns and works to frighten Gentiles away from anything really spiritual. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, and other crap about burning in a lake of fire and so forth. In addition, I noted early on that there were curses involved in one using one's powers of the mind to prevent this and to frighten those who scare easily away from this sort of thing. Eat me, drink me. The entire theme of the Christian Mass Church service is that of assimilation of a human sacrifice. Most people cannot see this, nor are they aware of it due to their minds being walled up. The Nazarene, with every Mass service, is crucified in a blood sacrifice to Jehovah. I remember very well the endless repeated phrases used by the priests so that a connection is established. This is the body of Christ. And then that stupid little communion wafer, where the believer eats that body of Christ. Now we know the Nazarene was nailed to that cross, the four corners, no different from the Gentile children that the Jews use in their sacrifices. This creates the necessary connection that fuels the energies for the Jewish ritual murders, bringing success to the Jewish race, especially that of vast material wealth. Each and every Catholic Mass, for one, and with Protestants, the theme is the same. These same verses are drummed into the minds of the congregation, over and over and over. On the night he was betrayed, He took bread and gave thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When the supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood." You know, some make me vomit. Well, anyway, see the connection? This is blatantly a human sacrifice. That's cannibalism. Okay, well, at any rate, people cannot see this because they have been spiritually blinded. I can see all kinds of things as I have knocked down walls in my mind, and I remember just 4 weeks ago when hearing religious Christmas songs blasting over the speakers in the store I was in. It was very blatant to me how these deluded Christian fools were singing for their damnation. To create the necessary distraction and to confuse their victims, the Jews have always pretended to be persecuted by Christians. They pretend to be at odds with Christianity. If one's walls are knocked down, one can see what is there right in front of us every day. The entire Bible has either the word Jew, Jews, Israel, and related written on every page, and with all of these, the Jewish people and their patriarchs are honored and exalted. The Bible follows a subliminal theme in that Gentiles are conquered repeatedly in the Old Testament by the Jews, by their God and their God Jehovah. After all of this conquering and enslaving, the Nazarene, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, comes on the scene. Jewish from birth to death. The Jewish Nazarene character was invented from a concept, that of the serpentine witch power. Again, for a working to succeed, in many cases there must be some sort of connection of the mind in the mind of the victim. Most Christians cannot see that Jehovah was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. The New Testament goes on with the Nazarene then becoming a human sacrifice, murdered and sacrificed to Jehovah, the murderous, bloodthirsty, and sadistic father. In its own twisted way, this translates into the murder of children. Because the mind of a child is in many cases a blank slate in the way of limited personal experiences that shape attitudes and color the personality, children are prime victims. Christianity is notorious for preying upon children as are angels and, of course, the filthy kikes. They know they can use the energy of children quite freely as there is little or no spiritual resistance. Then the final cap with all of this is the second coming of Christ, which is, in truth, another hoax designed to channel Gentile spiritual energies and beliefs through the mass mind into making the coming of the Jewish Messiah into a reality. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Simeon Hardison, FOL.56-D, "When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves." Most people are totally unaware of the above and cannot see this. There's an excerpt of something I was writing here. How the Jews use occult power, and it's from a Joy of Satan newsletter, 385. Here's an excerpt. The video below, which I highly recommend everyone sees, is nothing new and blatantly exposes the Jews and how they abuse occult power, the power of suggestion, and the subliminal to make the subconscious connection to manifest their workings in reality. The shootings were for the purpose of instituting gun control. Many people, such as the author of the video link below, have no idea of the Jewish power feeding off of and directing the energy that the deluded followers of the Christian program provide for their Jewish masters is behind all of this and can only make misguided guesses. Okay, in the video, Sandy Hook and the Batman shootings announced in movie Batman and Dark Knight Rise. That was before the fact, and they put it in a movie. And a lot of things that people are sitting in the audience, you may not be directly aware of it, but your subconscious mind catches it. Another one, the Jewish abuse of occult powers has its roots in their gematria. The 9/11 was another one, very blatant. A co-worker some years ago showed me a $20 bill could be folded a certain way so that the rear of it, the Twin Towers going up in smoke, would appear. Look on the internet for this. I don't have... Okay, all of a sudden, after the 9/11 incident, the older version of the $20 bills, where you could fold it that way, was taken out of circulation. They fed the public the bullshit story that they were too easy to counterfeit. Well, they disappeared real fast, as too many people knew the deal on how to fold them. The 20 is the most commonly used U.S. currency and circulated in the USA. Others include presidential assassinations. I did some research on this a few years back. Note about Abraham Lincoln and the names, dates, and the numbers and how they all come together in a very creepy way, indicating the use of their version of witchcraft. 9/11 is another blatant one. The date, the flights, the numbers, such as New York City, 11 letters. Just do your own research on this. In closing, the suicidal doctrines and teachings that poverty is a virtue and the rejection of material wealth work to ensure that the Jews prosper and that all wealth and power is in their hands. These suicidal teachings are drummed into the minds of Gentiles from a very early age, making sure they take a root hold and will even last for future lifetimes, ensuring poverty. Quotes from the Jewish Talmud. Sef JP 92:1. God has given the Jews power over the possessions and blood of all nations. Shulchan Aruch Chosen Hamitzpat 3:4-8. All property of other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently it is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. Shulchan Aruch Choshen Hamitzpat 1:5-6. When a Jew has a Gentile in his clutches, another Jew may go to the same Gentile, lend him money, and in turn deceive him, so that the Gentile shall be ruined. For the property of a Gentile, according to our law, belongs to no one, and the first Jew that passes has full right to seize it. Behind it all, the Jews are the ones who push Christianity, though they try to deceive the world into believing otherwise. I see this all the time, as I am very aware of it. Even with small unimportant things, as crossword puzzle books, most are authored by Jewish writers, and there are endless references to Christianity in that filthy Bible. Like everyone is supposed to know those filthy Jewish characters and archetypes by rote. Like this is supposed to be common everyday accepted knowledge.